Here in New England, our seasons are a big part of our regional identity. Two in particular, the first being my personal favorite, fall. Beautiful colors, crisp air, quintessential autumnal activities like apple picking, leaf peeping. And then there is the second one, the one we all love to hate, winter.
Here in Boston, there is a snow emergency that is in place.
You can see those wind chills by 5 p.m. They are going to be running well below zero.
Tonight, Boston buried under a historic blizzard.
We picked up 23.7 inches of snow, making it the second biggest snowstorm for the month of January.
Frigid temperatures made shoveling tough as cars were buried under 2 feet of snow.
Yep. Bone-freezing, snow-shoveling, dark and dreary winter. You can tell how I feel about it. Sound there from WCVB, WBX, NBC, and the Today Show. But listen, personal biases aside, it doesn't mean that New England winter doesn't have its own assortment of natural splendors that can be enjoyed with a simple trip outside. And we're going to talk about that now. We want you to join the conversation. Where do you go? What is your favorite outdoor winter activity or outdoor spot? Maybe it's tried and true, or maybe it's your secret, but you're willing to share it with us. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or you can tweet everybody by saying at Radio Boston. Here to help motivate us to get out from under the covers and snowshoe up are two local outdoor enthusiasts. Kristen Swanberg is Managing Director of Engagement and Education at the Trustees of Reservations. And Renata Pomponi is Senior Regional Director at Mass Audubon for the Metro Boston area. Kristen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Renata, welcome to you too.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to have people get more interested in being outside during the winter.
So I think it's kind of ironic that we're talking about this today because many are still grumpy from what the winter did to us over the weekend. It was pretty rough. Did either of you brave that to be outside and try to enjoy nature?
Almost
I did.
Definitely.
All right. So Kristen, you first. What'd you do?
Sure. So I was out snowshoeing. I thought it was a great opportunity to get out there, enjoy nature. Not quite in the middle of the blizzard, but the next day when it was a beautiful sunny day.
Where'd you go?
I went out my backyard. I have some woods behind me, and I was exploring and following lots of different animal tracks.
And Renata, I know you're a big walker. What did you do this weekend?
That's right. I set myself a challenge at the beginning of the pandemic to try to walk as much as possible and, you know, encourage myself to do that by taking goofy photos on Instagram. I'm up to walk number 257, which I did on Sunday as well. Also in my backyard, just following some trails through the woods.
Okay, so I got to poke at you a little bit there. 257 walks, the pandemic's going on for nearly 2 years. So it means you don't have to walk every day to fulfill this pledge. And you go out the day after a blizzard to do it. So why,
yeah.
Renata?
Well, I think I'm up to, it's roughly about every 2 or 3 days right now. And sometimes they're short, sometimes they're squeezed in at the end of a long day on Zoom. And it's kind of my way to, you know, have some respite from the online life we're in, the stress we're in. And it really doesn't have to be long. Sometimes it's kind of a 15-minute brisk walk, trying to beat the sunset. Other times I have more time, or I can get my family to go with me and we'll do a bigger exploration. But I think one of the most important things is, you know, once you've got over kind of the winter hurdles of keeping yourself warm and safe, you can be out for a little while. You can just take, you know, 15 minutes and have that break from your ordinary day and feel like you're part of nature.
So, Kristen Swanberg, what do we know about the health benefits of doing that? I mean, I'm joking a lot. I get grumpy about winter. But the outdoors we know is good for us. Even in winter, are there great health benefits?
Oh, there are a lot of great health benefits. As Renata said, there's a lot of physical exercise. So just getting moving, whether that's for a few minutes or for a longer period of time. But as we know, the daylight is shorter in the winter months. So any sunlight that you can get helps your body to produce that vitamin D and some serotonin and really helps with stress levels and the ability to sort of disconnect from all that technology that we're sort of bombarded with these days. So ultimately, just getting outside and moving around will sort of help your health and wellness.
So let's start sharing some of our favorite places. Kristen Swanberg is with us from Trustees of the Reservations and Renata Pomponi from Mass Audubon. The number is 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Where do you like to go to rejuvenate in the winter? We've got Chris on the line in Framingham. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We have a great state park that's in Framingham, Marlborough, and part of Southborough called Callahan State Park. And it's a great place to go during winter. I went there on Sunday morning, you know, after kind of digging out, and it was lovely. There's a pond. It feels very remote, even though you're really close, you know, to the city. And the more snowfall sometimes means the fewer people. So it's really a lovely isolated spot.
Chris, I've never been there. Do you get there by car?
Yep. Yeah, you can get there by car. It's easy to find. There's ample parking. People are cross-country skiing. You know, people bring dogs. I just prefer to kind of hike it. And, you know, there's, you know, I think we had only in Framingham, maybe we got a foot of snow, whatever it was. It was beautiful. See beavers, see birds. Really nice.
I wish you'd seen a groundhog, too. Thanks for that, Chris. So, Renata, tell us about a few of your favorite locations.
Well, Callahan State Park is a great location. There's Mass Audubon has 60 or more wildlife sanctuaries across the state. One of my favorites right now is Habitat Wildlife Sanctuary in Belmont. And it's especially this time of year, because if you go at dusk, the owl activity is just incredible. Great horned owls, barred owls. Sometimes you can get a glimpse of them up in the trees, but you can often hear them. Just calling to each other. And it's, you know, it's only a few miles outside the city, but you would never know if you're standing there in the trees, feeling part of that experience.
Any in your sort of repertoire is not the right word, Renata, but it's the only thing I can, collection of locations, anything where you'll see something one might not expect to see in Massachusetts?
That's a great question. You know, Broadmoor Wildlife Sanctuary in Natick is just always something different. You know, you think in the summer it's teeming with turtles in along the edges of the wetlands that you know, flow into the Charles River. In the winter, the ice formations are incredible. The beaver activity is still present. You might just be walking along a trail and suddenly see this, you know, gnawed down piece of wood, and you realize, huh, that's not, you know, a human that came and chopped down this tree. It's somebody else has been out there. And following the tracks, whether you're in a big place like a wildlife sanctuary or just, you know, in a park or a schoolyard in the city, there's always wildlife out there if you just start looking.
1-800-423-8255. Renata also just talked about the city. Maybe you don't have access to state parks, some of these remote trails. Where's your favorite quiet place in the winter in the city that you walk to or sneak over to when you can? Call us and share your suggestions with us. Kristen Swanberg, I'm going to turn back to you now and ask you two things. One, maybe share one of your favorites. And then two, for those who are novices, how do they keep from getting lost, especially in the winter, in some of these more remote places and trails?
Yeah, so the Trustees has over 120 properties across Massachusetts, and one of my favorites is the Norris Reservation, which is in Norwell. And this is really a beautiful property. There's 127 acres with a variety of trails that bring you around the North River. There's a pond, a lot of different wildlife activity that you can see, and it's a great place to go and visit in all different types of seasons. And in the wintertime, it's especially great because the paths are a little bit level, not quite steep hiking. So it's a good spot for anyone that wants to head out and just sort of spend a little bit of time or a long time outdoors. And then
the
for those
question.
Folks are the safety question. So it's always great to have a map with you, and a lot of times you can either download these maps off of the website, or you can take a picture of the map when you get to a trailhead, and just really be aware of your surroundings and follow those trail markings. And it's always good to make sure that you still have water and snacks with you in case you get a little bit of lost, so you can still find your way out using that map.
1-800-423-8255. Susan is on the line in Wilmington. Susan, go ahead.
Yeah, I really enjoy cross-country skiing, and after the storm, best time to go is right after a storm. You know, the snow is going to be fresh and good. And Great Brooks Farm in Carlisle, where they actually groom for cross-country skiing, and they have the map, they've got the trails marked, there's a lot of people there, so if you do get lost, you can always ask somebody. There's always people there who know the trails really well. It's there's some nature there as well. We actually got to see a bar owl while we were cross-country skiing. He sat for us to take pictures. And it can be challenging. There's actually black diamonds there, or you can just stay flat through the woods. And it's just really pretty, and the sunset was beautiful.
Thanks, Susan. I appreciate that. So, Renata, I'm going to come back to you. We've talked about a lot of lovely and remote places. What if you have your shoes, a coat, a pair of gloves, and a sidewalk? How do you feel like you've gotten away? What's something somebody can do in their own neighborhood?
Well, one of the things I like to do, no matter where I am, is to try to look up. You know, we spend a lot of our day looking forward, looking down at our phones, but we very rarely have a chance to look up at the sky. And anyone who can find a tree, you know, I encourage you just to stand under it, look up, see the sky, see what kind of birds might be up there, you know, insects if it's a warmer month, and get that kind of change of perspective. Even just a few minutes of that, I think, is going to make your day a little better.
Kristen, tips from you for the same thing? You know, maybe you can't drive out to a state park, or you don't ski, or you don't have equipment. But, you know, this winter with Omicron and cold, and it can be crazy making. What's an escape anyone can do in a little bit of time outside?
I think sometimes just heading out at a different time of day. If you normally head out in the morning, think about going out at dusk or around sunset and seeing your neighborhood in a different light. It's also sometimes a fun way to sort of find a spot, a quiet spot for yourself, and just close your eyes and really listen to the sounds around you and sharpen sort of that observational skill, because we use our eyes so much. And sometimes by closing them, you hear things that you might not have otherwise heard.
I can almost hear it now sitting in the studio. And of course, we're soundproof in here, but I could see how that could be magic. I'm going to take another call here, 800-423-8255. We've got Bob on the line in Watertown. Bob, do you have a favorite place?
Yeah, Plum Island I really like. I've gone cross-country skiing there in the wintertime, and it's quiet. And there's usually, at the time, several years back, there was rafts of birds, seabirds, by the shore. So the snow would go up almost to the water line, and you could cross country ski there at times. But of course, I haven't been there in a couple of years since the COVID thing.
Well, I hope you get to go back.
I highly recommend Plum Island.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah. Renata, now we've had a lot of adventurers call, people who want to be outside. They are into physical exercise. What do you do when you want to talk somebody into going out who's like, uh-uh?
Well, I think, you know, going for a walk with somebody is always a great motivator if you know you're going to be meeting somebody along the way. But I think there's other aspects of nature besides exercise that people can get really excited about. And, you know, one of them for me is just the ability to be creative. You know, when I go walking, I give myself a challenge of taking one photo that I'm going to share with my friends or my family. And, you know, it can be a kind of something that catches my eye in the natural world, or it could be like something goofy, like, you know, climbing a tree, jumping off a rock. I try to have fun with it. And that goal of like taking a photo on every walk I do also helps push me out the door. So I think there's a lot of ways for people to find their inner motivation.
257 walks. What is the most surprising photo you've taken?
Oh, that's a great question. I think wildlife wise, I've seen some great animals while I've been out walking. But the ones that my friends laugh at the most are if I find a tree to climb and hang off. They seem to like seeing me up in the trees.
Okay, I feel like I have to say, do not try this at home, folks. She is a professional. Especially don't hang upside down from the tree.
I have done that as well.
Yeah, I had to figure you had. I mean, 257 times, you've probably taken photos from every angle. Kristen, Were you into the outdoors growing up? How do we instill this love in kids?
Yes. So I was that nature nerd as a child. I grew up in a time when, you know, my mom was always like, get outside and do something. and I was fortunate to have some woods around me, and I found myself in those woods quite often. I had an older brother that was always great to take me along on his adventures. And I think today, really, it's just an opportunity of how do we encourage kids to disconnect a little bit and head outside, whether it's playing in their backyard, visiting a local park, or maybe visiting a trustee's or an Audubon property for a little bit of a bigger adventure. And just as a family, you know, sort of think going out together. And for those folks that are a little nervous about it, I think joining a guided hike that might be offered by either many of the conservation organizations that are around.
So I'm going to put you on the spot, Kristen. Are you pro snow day?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And how about you?
I need a little bit of a break.
That's right. Renata, are you pro snow day?
Oh, I am so pro snow day. When my boys were little, we had a thing we called with them Wild Freedom. And this was, you know, just kind of a family tradition that we established where they had to be outside for at least 30 minutes, no electronics, no sports. And, you know, this is kind of when they're ages 8 to 14. So they're mature enough to handle it. They knew kind of the area that they were going to be safe in. But we just said they had to be outside. And they always found something to keep them out even longer than the time limit we had set. And I think, you know, empowering kids to be part of nature is a great responsibility for parents and something that's going to have them, you know, instill kind of a conservation ethic, wanting to protect the environment for future generations after them.
All right, let's grab a couple more listeners. First, Dustin Neild tweeted us from @PondsDog. Hey, Radio Boston, how about a shout out to all the great local conservation trusts that help preserve land in towns across the Commonwealth. Trusts like Littleton Conservation Trust have never proven more valuable and valued by all the people enjoying trails during the pandemic era. So a shout out there. I also want to grab Claudia really quickly in Brookline. Claudia, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm Claudia. I'm in Brookline. And there's a Summit Path, which is stairs that go from Beacon Street all the way up to Summit Avenue. And it's quite beautiful. It's not always quiet. And I do the stairs like four times, so that up and down, and it's about 40 minutes every day. And I'll do it any weather except pouring rain. And it's wonderful. It's incredibly invigorating. I mean, it's still in the city. I'm right near Cleveland Circle, actually, but the stairs are wonderful.
It sounds
wonderful.
It's a
great workout. Yeah, it's a great workout.
Thanks for the tip, Claudia. That's fantastic. Okay, so listen, last thing before we go. Renata, I'm coming back to you. We made a lot of fuss about Punxsutawney Phil, but we have Ms. G., our own groundhog here in Massachusetts. Briefly, she made a visit today. Tell us what happened.
Well, Ms. G is the official groundhog of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and we absolutely believe in our local weather. This morning, I had the privilege of being with her, and she did not see a shadow, meaning spring is coming early for us this year.
Which trumps Punxsutawney Phil, and I'm going with the girl groundhog, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Kristen, one parting shot, the place you're most looking forward to visiting next, just briefly.
Oh, the place I most like visiting. I would say there's a place called Mary Cummings Park in Burlington, which is really a beautiful place in the middle of all of this sort of corporation area. So it's a great spot to get away.
I have seen that park. It is beautiful. All right. Kristen Swanberg, Managing Director of Engagement and Education at Trustees of Reservations, and Renata Pomponi, Senior Regional Director at Mass Audubon for the Metro Boston area. Thanks so much to both of you for getting us outside and telling us about some great places to go.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
All right, folks, that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Why don't you join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.